Hey, you want that to go?
Now on News Stories We Want You to Follow, the Obama administration, we just find out, is thinking about moving the trial of the chief organizer of the September 11th terrorist attacks, that's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four other suspects. They may move them out of New York City. For more details, we have Benjamin Weiser with us. He's a reporter at the New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
So from what the last that we heard was that Mayor Bloomberg had welcomed the trial near the site of the World Trade Center, but yesterday he asked Attorney General Eric Holder to move them. Why the change?
That's true. He did switch positions on that, and after he did, it seemed to open a floodgate of more criticism. Bloomberg on Wednesday simply said it's going to cost a lot of money and disturb an awful lot of people, and he said he hoped that the Attorney General and the President decided to change their mind. Yesterday, he modified that just a little and made clear that if they didn't change their mind, he was prepared to do it in New York City, but that was clearly not his preference.
Could this possibly have been just a play to get some money out of the government?
I've heard that from critics, but I think there is genuine concern and criticism in the city from people who don't like this idea. In fact, I think they clearly have their numbers. At least the sounds have swelled, and I think he may just be either leading or joining that course.
This, obviously, the administration bet a lot. They put a lot on the line when they said they were going to make this dramatic move of holding this trial not far away from the site of the World Trade Center disaster. So wouldn't this be a huge turnabout, a loss of face for the administration?
That's a good question, and politically, I'm not sure. I mean, the courthouse here in Lower Manhattan has handled many federal terrorism trials. That's something the administration has pointed out, and yet there's no question this would be a different kind of case than they've ever seen. But the court was in the process of getting ready for this kind of thing. They've got big security plans, as do the New York City Police Department. And, of course, it'll be a big question if they do move it, where are they going to go?
And, the question when this decision was announced in the first place was that this was all up to Attorney General Eric Holder, and I assume the change of venue would also be entirely his decision, right?
He certainly made the decision to put them here, and the Obama administration yesterday, although they endorsed the idea of continuing with federal courts as opposed to military courts, did not specifically talk about location and said they were going to leave that. The president said he'd leave that to the Attorney General.
Okay, Ben Weiser, New York Times reporter, thank you so much.